First, let's focus on food inflation, specifically lettuce. We learned today lettuce prices are likely to rise next month and could stay high into the summer. Joining us now to talk about the issue is Sylvain Charlebois. He's the director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University. Professor Charlebois, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Let's touch on the first issue of lettuce. What's causing this increase?
Well, it boils down to North America's garden, which is called California. California has been experiencing some nasty weather of last decade or so, and it's just getting worse. For the last few years, there was just no water, so they had to get water from far, far away, which led to some nasty recalls as well, because the water was contaminated, and now they're getting too much water. They've been getting a lot of water the last 6 months, and so crops in the Salinas Valley, most of them were damaged or ruined, and that is worth about $300 million. Now, $300 million, that's farm gate. Retail, you're looking at maybe $1 billion in product, and a lot of it was actually destined for Canada. And so romaine lettuce, probably. There's iceberg salad as well. Strawberries were damaged also. The other thing is that the crop for the spring hasn't started yet. So because the soil is just, they just can't work with the soil. So there's lots of damage, and so importers in Canada will have to look elsewhere to buy certain products, unfortunately, and those other options are likely more expensive.
So the issue of just lettuce for a moment, you were talking of a few other products as well, but in regards to lettuce, this could this would be sustained for a long time. It's not something that's going to, you know, last for 2 or 3 weeks. We're talking about an extended period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are expecting higher food prices, so people, of course, we are going to be heading towards spring in Canada, which is good news. And, of course, people can grow their own if they want to. And more provinces are looking at growing more leafy greens domestically, which is good news. But these projects, these capital-intensive projects, take time. And so there's a big facility in Calgary being built by McCain, in partnership with Goodleaf, one in Montreal and one in Guelph, Ontario. But it's not happening as quickly as we would want to. That's the problem.
When we're dealing with the issue of inflation, we're seeing overall inflation slowly heading in the right direction, which is downward. But when you look at food prices, you're not seeing that. I'm just looking at numbers before me when you compare February of 2022 to February of 2023. So year over year, pasta products were up 23%, lettuce 20%, butter 19%, bread 15%, oranges, as you were saying, 15%, eggs 13%. Why are food prices staying stubbornly high, or if not increasing significantly, compared to other inflation that we're seeing with other products, where you're seeing a gradual decrease and decline?
Well, it boils down to the nature of the category itself. It's just unique, and of course, the category food faced a perfect storm with weakened supply chains, along with climate change impacting many continents basically all at the same time. I mean, if you look at, say, beef right now, Brazil is impacted and also the United States. And so we are expecting beef prices to rise within the next 6 months, not to add more bad news to the salad story, but we actually have a global market. And, of course, the other a big event that impacted food prices across globally is Ukraine. So, but keep in mind, Canada still has one of the lowest food inflation rates within the G7 at 10.4%. So it's not that bad compared to other places around the world. But people, you know, when they go to Brussels, they don't care what's going on in Germany or France or elsewhere. they certainly realize what's going on with their budget.
Mm-hmm. You raise a very good point. Years ago, when I lived in India, you know, you talk about staple foods. Rice would be one in many parts of Asia. And you're right. In Canada, prices go up. It does impact people. But in other parts of the world, developing nations, a significant increase in food prices or even staple foods can lead to some sort of political upheaval at time. Protests, riots, and we sometimes forget that. But in this case, in regards to Canada, you were talking about some of the perfect storm that California is going through, and you talked about McCain building facilities in Calgary and in Montreal and Guelph are working towards getting those facilities built. I guess this is a wake-up call for us as well, that we are relying on, as you say, North America's garden being California, but with climate change, this is a longer-term existential challenge for us in Canada in regards to building a food system that we can rely on here, because we should be able to do as much as possible here.
Exactly. But sometimes when you look at some of our policies, we're not helping ourselves. So there are rumors today that perhaps tomorrow in the budget, federal budget, there'll be what seems to be called grocery rebates.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cute name to explain that your GST rebate will be amplified, depending on who you are, but GST rebates will be amplified. I'm not entirely convinced it's the best thing to do, because when you actually pour an extra $2 billion in the economy, guess what happens to inflation?
Yeah, it heads
it goes up.
Yeah.
And so I'm extremely concerned by some of the measures. And many provinces have actually decided to just give out checks, because we're politicizing food inflation. Checks are real, but very, very effective fiscal measures can go a long way, but they're not visible. Like, for example, eliminating taxes on food, except if it's served or if there is some processing on site, could be a good idea. We are taxed quite a bit without seeing it. Companies are taxed as well, and so that's making food more expensive. I don't know if you heard of shrinkflation,
mm-hmm.
but because of shrinkflation, some products are too small now to be considered grocery, and now they're taxed because it's a snack. So that is real money we're leaving at the grocery store, and we're not getting more food.
That's very interesting. And I guess it's also a rethink on exactly how we tax, and some of the stuff that perhaps doesn't, the public attention isn't focused on those areas, but it does hit us on the bottom line. That is so
Absolutely.
Incredibly important. Do you see better days ahead, or is this something we're going to have to deal with over the next couple of years still in regards to food and inflation?
Well, food prices aren't dropping. So if anybody out there think that food prices will eventually drop, no, there's a new baseline, really, because of wages and the cost of packaging. There are new policies coming and impacting with the food industry. So food prices are going to drop, but the food inflation rate will eventually drop for sure. I think the worst of it is behind us. We're still looking at a few rocky months, but probably midsummer, things are going to get more, say, normalize, if you will. And that's important. Once that food inflation rate drops, it'll be easier for the food industry to start offering us more deals. And that's the most important thing.
Well, that is wonderful news. It's been very tough for Canadians. And I know it's still going to be for a little while, but it's good news that certainly soon we'll hopefully see
exactly.
prices drop. Professor Charlebois, as always, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.